What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Oh, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, and it's hot. I told you again. When you're born on the sun, it's damn hot.
It's Mike Shope.
So damn hot. I saw those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about.
And the Bulldog.
It's going to be like tonight. It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Damn hot!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
No lies told. Potentially bad news for the Bills today. Hairston, we don't know. But
it didn't look good.
No.
I didn't see the action that caused him to be on the ground, but
there wasn't any.
The way teammates are talking, I saw a clip from Christian Benford. Like, he's upset about it. Like, it sounds like the guys are bracing for it to be a serious injury.
I think maybe we all are.
Yeah.
We should be.
Well, I'm taking my cues from them, so that's what I'm doing now, yes. I'm bracing for that to be serious news.
I was thinking, I'm watching the couple of clips of Hairston being attended to after going down, and I know you feel likewise how differently I or we would have thought about this when we were 25 years younger. And it's just it would all have been about, okay, there's no good or bad here, but what does this mean? Can they replace him if they need to? Can they replace him? Who else is all the Bills stuff? Like, you're trying to win a championship, and what do I do if I lose my potential a starting cornerback here in July? Like, what do I do? Again, no good or bad. I'm not looking for credit. Today I'm watching that. I just feel so bad for the kid.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking about is the kid.
I know.
Like, getting drafted first round on a good team, if that means a lot, might. And here is a great – this is like the high point of your life. Like, this is the best. I'm in the NFL. I'm – you know, defending, yep, Keon Coleman. I'm trying to break up passes thrown by Josh Allen. I'm in the NFL. And then, what, a freak trip up? Is that how Dane Jackson put it?
Non-contact.
And now I'm like, I'm asking myself, all the questions are just racing through your mind. Like, oh, no. Am I going to lose a year? Am I going to ever be the same? All the things you might think if you're scared like that.
Yeah. I think that what you're referring to is a thing that nobody ever really tells you will happen to you as you age, and I think especially if you become a parent. Like, I think that it's a natural reaction once you have, you know, people in your life who you are in charge of for, you know, some amount of time, although that, you know, the connection is never going to stop, even though they're adults. I mean, I still would feel horrible if something happened to one of my kids, like, even though I'm not the one like holding their hand right this moment. But I think that I don't know if softens you is the right phrasing, but it just changes your perspective on it. You know, I think before my wife and I had kids, I don't think I felt that way about guys when they got hurt. I didn't think of them as the people that they are. But then, you know, the further you get into it, and I don't think this matters one way or the other if your kid plays competitive sports at any level, a high level or whatever. So I don't think it's pertinent that, like, my kid went on the journey he went on. And, you know, I think it can inform how much work goes into doing it. So it probably does play some part, but I think it's mostly just being a parent. Even though we're obviously not related to these players at all, but you know it takes a lot to get there, and to have something go that way, it affects you. It affects me, and like you're saying, in a vastly different way than it did when I was single and just, you know, like, it was all about the team. Then why did you have to get hurt? We need you, not, man, I feel horrible for you that you got hurt. And that might seem obvious or subtle to our audience. I don't know. Maybe they haven't experienced it yet. Or maybe I'm wrong about this assertion that it changes as you age or you have kids. But I think for me, I don't know when it flipped, but I'll bet it was around the time that Owen showed up.
Maybe. I just know how I feel. And it doesn't – you don't decide, you know. You just sort of feel it.
Yeah.
And – today it was all like this guy. Oh my God, what is that like right now? The pictures or the short videos that I watched, you couldn't see his face, and I was almost relieved.
Yeah,
right. He might have had his face covered or something. Well, hope for the best. I mean, I was on my Tuesday morning fantasy podcast ADP Chasing when this news broke, and we were all making fun of how many guys. Maybe this is like peak. This year, for some reason, how, like, oh, he's hurt. Oh, he's fine. Oh, he's hurt. Xavier Worthy is hurt. No, he's back. Malik Nabers is hurt. Well, maybe, but he's not going to play anymore today, but maybe not that bad.
Hollywood Brown got carted off, but he avoided serious injury.
Hollywood Brown. Justin Fields is already back. That wasn't right. A week ago, and he's already practicing in full as of yesterday. You know, like all these guys that Luther Burden was kicked out of a drill, then he was kicked out of practice, or so we thought, that he was on the field. I mean, just not even an injury, but so many of these. I think I feel this way now. Maybe there was somebody with the Bills already? Like Kincaid was back today, right? A lot of guys weren't. But we talked at this time yesterday. It was, I think it feels right to assume the least when it comes to a lot of these, that because of how the league is now and just the very laser-like focus on getting ready, getting in shape and not being taxed and not taking any chances when it comes to injuries, not even playing in the preseason sometimes, just being ready for the season, as far as that has gone to that extreme, well, okay, Elijah Moore has general soreness. Am I going to really worry about that? I mean, some period of years ago, you might have been right to think, like, oh, this is really bad. And yesterday and today, it felt like, well, it probably isn't. You know, these guys are probably okay. They're just being careful.
Most of them, yeah, right.
But then once in a while,
you get one that feels like the reactions tell you that it might be more serious than these other ones that are seemingly day-to-day type things.
Right. We had one on the Cowboys late yesterday, the starting tackle.
Right.
Who Schefter and Rappaport got in on it. So you know, right? That's when you know. Feared to have a torn ACL, like, this doesn't look good. And then a couple of hours later, it was like, no, actually,
4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks wasn't as bad as we thought. You know, the information machine right now, I don't know what to do.
Right.
But so, I don't want to be completely, you know, doomsayer when it comes to these, because a lot of guys come right back.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I haven't heard this said specifically, by Sean McDermott or anyone. Maybe it'll come up with all these injuries that are, you know, even if they're minor, it might be a good time to get some clarification. I don't know how necessary it is, but I wouldn't be surprised if they have been players have been told in meetings, maybe repeatedly throughout camp, you have any issue at all, get a trainer. Like, just don't you don't try to grind through something. You got a tweak, you got a twinge, you got whatever discomfort of any kind. Talk to somebody. You know, it's hot out here. We don't just let's take no chances. And you know that might be what we're seeing, and that would make sense if that's happening all around the league too.
Sure,
because you know you want to protect these players from themselves. Sometimes, I mean, at this time, I think yesterday we were talking about motivation for guys who aren't as entrenched on the roster to sort of keep going and fight through stuff because you know they're worried they miss a rep, somebody's going to take their spot, and they might never get back. They might get replaced. And they bring someone in for a tryout, and like that's it. If you're the, you know, anywhere from the 60th to 90th guy on this roster, you know, that's a real fear you'd have. I'm sure the Bills would like you to handle the situation the same way I'm saying that I think a lot of the veteran entrenched players do, which is, all right, I got, you know, something over here. I need a hand. But I think it's harder for that guy at the bottom end of the roster, I think, to call attention to it because you don't want to be someone who's not available. You want to prove you can do it. I can do this. You can count on me. So there's a balance to be walked there. But I think teams should be extra cautious, and I think they are. I think we're seeing that around the league. You know, I'm not here to compare lists of injuries from other teams to what the Bills have right now. They seem like they have a long list. I'll bet other teams have similarly long lists of guys. We're a week or so into this now. It's hot as bejesus everywhere that these camps are happening. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that some of what happened today, I mean, we know David Edwards didn't practice today because he got overheated yesterday. I think that was what the reporting on that was this morning when practice started and he wasn't participating. So you could have guys walking off for that reason, you know, and what are we to do with it? What are we to know? We don't know. The team doesn't have to tell us until they see fit to do so, if at all, because there's no injury report here. I mean, it's just the coach talking, really, is how we find this stuff out, or through, you know, whatever, reporters finding out exactly what's going on. But it's alarming, and when you get one that feels – right now, Hairston, I'm hoping for, like, the Dallas scenario that you just alluded to with Guyton,
sure,
which started off, boy, this sounds bad, it looks bad, there's a lot of concern, oh, not that bad. I mean, still would be pretty devastating for a rookie corner trying to win a spot on this defense to miss, you know, a month or more if it comes to that. But right now that feels like I would sign for that because it sounds like it could be much worse than that.
Yeah, right. I mean, if he does miss a month, he's not starting week one.
Right.
You know, like it might be a while. Maybe he wasn't going to anyway. You can also look for, this is maybe obvious, but look for clues in if the Bills bring someone in. And I think Douglas is kind of the obvious name there, you know, like he's mm-hmm. been here and they have not yet been inclined to do that, evidently. But if they're worried that they're not going to have this player, then that's something like that probably happens. I mean, you have to bring someone in. And then it becomes, I don't know, like I have to admit, I didn't think a lot about Douglas last year. You know, you have with offensive linemen, you know, how if you don't hear their name, they're doing well. You know, if they're not stories by their play, then that's probably a good thing. And I don't know if that's the same for corner. We didn't spend a lot of time. He didn't really make any plays
right
last season. He came in as a playmaker, and he immediately was one for the Bills in 23. Last year, he really didn't make any plays, but I neither spent a lot of time thinking about him as a detriment. So I don't know what's right. You said yesterday, and you've said, like, you didn't think he was good. And the Bills might have said the same thing because They had a need there.
Their actions, I think, tell you that they're more willing to go back to Tre'Davious White and Dane Jackson than bring Rasul Douglas back. I think that tells you a lot.
It might have cost different.
Yep.
But that could have been a misplay by Douglas because he's not signed anywhere yet.
Right.
But, you know, if you'd rather have Trey White back than Douglas as a potential starter, that tells you something about how the Bills thought it was going with Douglas. So maybe it wouldn't be him. Maybe it would be Stephon Gilmore. Like you right. have, there are still names. And those guys, I think, are waiting for
this sort of injuries. Thing to happen. Yeah, as so, ghoulish as that might sound. But
right, yeah. right. We don't know yet what Hairston is. But it could be bad. And that's a huge thing. Like yesterday, almost ironically, it seems, Sal wrote and we talked about Benford. And how impressive he's been and his career so far. It took, for me and maybe for us anyway, it took the conversation away from the other starting cornerback position to the number one guy. And like that felt good because here's a guy that's underrated and excellent. And we went through 5:30 yesterday. I'm going through the wide receiver ones on every team, you know, like Benford against Drake London, Benford against this guy and that guy. And today shakes you right back to, okay, well, do I have a hole?
Yeah.
And if I don't have Maxwell Hairston to fill it, even if that was going to need time anyway, now what? How vulnerable are the Bills if they don't have an answer there?
Yeah, and it is it's a bit of a kick, maybe more than a bit of a kick in the stomach, to one of the brighter storylines early on in camp, which has been how good Tre'Davious White looks. You know, I heard a clip from Joe Marino. He was on with the guys this morning, but I don't think it was from this morning. I think they played it, in fact, on the way in to his appearance with them from the podcast he does with Jerry Ostrowski and Jeremy White, one of our morning show co-hosts, saying, like, you can write it down right now. Tre'Davious White's going to be starting for this team on opening day. And like Hairston getting hurt doesn't undo that, but what it does is it sort of turns it from, boy, look at Tre'Davious White. Like the first round pick can't beat him out, and like we were going to be arguing about whether or not that it, you know, is that because Hairston can't do it or because White is found the fountain of youth or like what is it? And now it's just like it's gone from, well, maybe Tre'Davious White can hold off the plucky kid to I sure hope Tre'Davious White's okay. Because now we need him even more than we thought we needed him. He was like a break glass in case of emergency signing, and that changed almost the second they started practicing, I think, that people went like, oh, he kind of looks like Tre'Davious White looked before he started getting hurt all the time, but I hear that sound, and it's an appropriate sound to make because it's training camp. And White, there's a lot of emotion tied up in there. We open up here talking about injuries. Watching him on the field after the second injury was devastating to a lot of fans, I think, watching that happen to him. How he reacted, you knew, like, oh, this is bad.
Miami.
Yeah. So, but it changes everything out there. You know, goes from, well, you know, if White can't do it, you know, then now I don't have the kid. And so now it's Dane Jackson, and like, what about everybody else on the depth chart? And like you're saying, Rasul Douglas, Stephon Gilmore, is it, you know, time to bring corners in to start working them out? You know, if they get definitive word here at some point, which
it'll be soon,
will happen, right? Then we'll see how they proceed. But it just kind of takes the wind out of the sails to an extent for me on the good job Tre'Davious White is doing so far in camp, because it becomes more of a necessity than a luxury, I guess, if he's playing well and staving off the kid. Now I need him.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not take it to be much more. I wouldn't, you know, look down on the Bills signing him like it was just about sentimentality. But what the Bills do, I think what good teams do, is before the draft, they shore up their depth. So, hey, we don't know if we're going to get the corner we want in the first round. Every draft, you can't predict it, but we've got somebody here that we can, you know, trust to an extent. They've done that at running back a few times. They didn't do that this year, but other times, Damian Harris or Latavius Murray, like, well, we don't get what we want at the position. We've still got a couple of guys who've played in the league. You know, they've done that often. Defensive line, they've done a ton of that. Just insurance. And for me, nothing bad about it. Trey White was insurance, and with the added benefit of it being a player that just knew this really well. Like, he wasn't new to it, and they weren't new to him. So that seemed good. Sal has liked Dorian Strong. It would be funny, wouldn't it, if, again, the Bills went corner in rounds 1 and 6, and it's the guy in round 6 that ends up
that wins the
just
job.
Like Benford,
right?
As opposed to Elam. I mean, obviously, this is premature. But if Hairston has a torn ACL, we're going to know soon. Brandon Bean was on Sirius this afternoon, and I'm just seeing it from Twitter. He said they're still checking him out. So, like, we don't have good or bad. I guess that's not really good. You know, they'll be
right. That's not all clear. That's like we're waiting to find out how bad it is.
Right, and there's swelling in these, and sometimes like Von Miller. Remember when that happened in Detroit? Immediate reports, or the next day even, were like, yeah, it's not feared to be that serious, and then it was.
Yeah.
Like, maybe sometimes, I don't know, but you just don't know right away.
Can't get a good look at it right away, right?
Maybe. Well, a scary one for them. What about Bishop today? Like, I didn't hear anything.
I just heard he went to the tent and then was on the sideline after that. He didn't return to practice, but he neither went into the locker room. He stayed out there. So I don't know. I'm hoping that's what I referred to earlier, like David Edwards. Heat. Like, he just got hot, and whatever happens with that, symptomatically, lightheaded, whatever, just went and got checked. And like, okay, you just need to cool it for the rest of the day. Although standing out there in the sunshine is an odd choice after that, but still. I'm hoping, and that is just speculation on my part. I have no idea what happened to him, but I just heard he went to the tent. I didn't see anything specified as to what caused that, which is why, nothing about a collision or he got up gingerly or anything like that. That has me thinking, hopefully it was just he got hot.
Anybody want him to just shut it down for the next 6 weeks? AFC, come on, somebody say it. Hey, look at this division, guys. Do they really need to practice for the next 6 weeks? Do they really need to do anything? I'm not saying this to be funny, I guess, but it'd be funny if Bosa was the one guy who came out clean. Somebody like, don't even bother putting him in pads until like Christmas. But your rookie might be down bad here. We'll see. Maybe not. We'll ask Jim Lampley what he thinks about the Bills' defensive back depth, the possible absence of Maxwell Hairston. No, we won't do that. But Jim Lampley is coming on today.
How about that? I mentioned to you as we were starting, I usually get the YouTube stream up on my computer screen, and before we start, there's like a like a placeholder promotional card there, like today on the show, and there's a picture of Jim Lampley holding an HBO microphone and Sal. And Sal's a pretty regular, especially this time of the year, but Jim Lampley there in the photo was just a little surreal to me. Like, really? That's happening?
I mean, if it goes well, let's just keep using his picture.
Right.
I think he could become a new icon of the show, something like that. Well, we've never spoken to him before. He's most famous for boxing, but his career has gone. It's like Al Michaels a little bit when we talked to Al Michaels, who went back to the 60s broadcasting baseball. Lampley goes back to the 70s on ABC with Michaels and Cosell and those guys, and then he kind of did everything. Who was it that told me they think of him for tennis? And I had to think about that. But, yes, HBO Wimbledon. Remember when Wimbledon was only on HBO? And that was pretty cool, and he was a part of that. So I don't know where we'll go in our conversation with him, but it'll be somewhere interesting. And Sal will join us at 6 today. It'll be later for his perspective on the Hairston injury and whatever else happened today with the Bills. What do you think about this? How nervous are you? How much is riding on this? 803-0550 is the number. We'll look for your calls next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, this is WG.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody eats. It's a big thing that Joe emphasizes. And you see it a lot, especially in practice. Some guys go off in practice, then another guy will go off in a different practice, another guy will go off in a different practice, and you would have thought that it would have been someone else's day. But you really don't know. You really don't know how your route is going to affect the play. You don't really know if you're even going to get the ball. You might be the last read and still might get the ball. So if anything, with this offense, you just have to be ready at all times, especially with Josh, because he'll throw it to anybody, and he can get it there.
Toronto native Josh Palmer. He has, well, I don't mean this like it's like a scheme or anything, but he has drunk the Kool-Aid on Everybody Eats. He knows what this is about. No reason to not have thought this way to my mind, but if you were wondering if the Bills were going to be different in that respect this year, there's no sign of it. Now you have their big free agent ad at wide receiver basically describing the philosophy to you, and we know it. We've already lived it.
The offensive coordinator is wearing a hat that says Everybody Eats.
Oh, I need that hat, don't I?
No, you need Everybody Snacks. We need to get you a custom-made Everybody Snacks
everybody
hat.
Everybody dabbles in food. Here's an amuse-bouche. Can I just have a hat that says amuse-bouche?
You can have anything you want.
I do find it amusing.
The internet is out sometimes. There. You can get anything you want.
That's right. If I want a hat that says anything I want, I can get it.
Make it happen.
A t-shirt.
Yeah.
Today I have a t-shirt, by the way, and I wore it on Sunday, but I'd had a load of laundry because going on vacation here, mm-hmm. Lest anyone think. But it's going back a few years now. It's kind of faded, but from the National Baseball Hall of Fame, all the men and women who are in, are there women in, there would be, in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and all their names. One would be Ryan Sandberg.
How do you get them added on there?
You have to buy a new shirt.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
You have to make your own shirt.
See, that's how they get you.
Yeah, that's right. In a year, this will be obsolete. It won't be the complete list. Ryan Sandberg.
Ryan Sandberg is on that
would
shirt.
Would be on the shirt, right. And he died yesterday. That's another one. There have been a lot of these big celebrity sports and entertainment deaths lately. Sandberg is one. I read that at Cooperstown on the weekend, they were all talking about him being sick.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody was shocked from that community about his death, by his death. But I didn't know any of that. And last night, like, he looked young.
Yeah.
You know, after retirement, he didn't that I know of do. I didn't see him,
right?
You know, out there very often, but that was one that, like, oh wow. And then I saw he was 65, and that's the illusion of life, I guess. When you get older, is that they're really not that much older than you. But Sandberg being 65, I might have just sort of instinctively guessed like 48, something like that.
When do you stop hearing the ages of people who passed away that are very close to your current age, and thinking like, oh no, that's like I don't know that. I don't like hearing 65 for anyone, Ryan Sandberg
at
or
six.
Anyone else. But
at six,
at 60 years old myself, that just hits a little close to home. Sure.
Yeah, Sandberg.
Yeah,
I mean, these are guys now that I watched their whole careers.
Right.
Remember them being rookies, buying their rookie cards, and I brought one in,
which you have with you today. Show it to Twitch. The Twitch.
There it is. The Twitch. It went sideways because of the back. The back is sideways.
Mm-hmm.
All the information. It's a great back, so to speak. Helena, Spartanburg, Reading, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma City. Played for the Phillies 13 games, went 1-for-6, traded to the Cubs. And he spent, I think, the rest of his career with the Cubs. Sandberg. Joshua Palmer in that clip. What's your latest on Palmer? As like in terms of like production expectations. On Friday, we talked to fantasy analyst Mike Dempsey from Jacksonville, who told us that Palmer is his most owned player. So if you're drafting many drafts like Mike is, and like I am, admittedly, you know, you have exposure lists, players ranked by how many times you've drafted them, how much of an investment you have. And he said Palmer was his number one player in the league.
In the league, not just on the Bills, in
correct.
The league.
Wow. Correct.
Yeah.
Number one owned player is Joshua Palmer. That's what I think I heard. And I was floored by that. And it made me feel bad about my very limited investment in Joshua Palmer in fantasy. He has more than 39 catches in 4 years in the NFL once. And I'm not trying to bias this. That number was 72.
Yeah, it's a good. It's a big outlier season for the rest of his career. So I mean, it's that you know you can tap into that. I mean, I suppose. So I don't know. I'm victim. Maybe a lot of people can be like this. You'd like to think that someone who's as grizzled as we are, or myself speaking for me, like I'm not going to fall for it. But I'm feeling the Keon Coleman, you know, couple of good days of practice. If I were drafting like you're drafting, and Keon Coleman is available in the what
eight,
nine. Ten, whatever. I probably, as soon as I feel like it's not way too early, I think I would grab him. I just feel like there is still an opening there, and he's a guy that we just haven't really gotten a full serving of. Now, we don't know anything about what Josh Palmer is like on a team with this quarterback. I mean, we watched him for 4 years on the Chargers with Justin Herbert, but Justin Herbert is not Josh Allen, and that team and that offense is not what the Bills have been, although the Bills aren't even starting last year really what they were the previous 4 years with Allen sort of blasting off. They weren't as explosive last year. So I don't know if Palmer augments that and brings some of that back. But Coleman, I just feel like is such an incomplete grade from year one that I'm starting to get intrigued by what he's doing in these practices. And, you know, I know that that's fool's gold, but you know, whatever. If I had to make a decision right now, I would take Coleman over Palmer myself.
For stats?
Yeah, for fantasy. I mean, like if I were trying to pluck a Bills receiver for a fantasy team, I think I would favor Coleman over Palmer right now.
What about Shakir? Shakir is a little bit more expensive than Coleman, who is a little bit more expensive than Palmer.
Yeah.
Who is more expensive than anybody else? Elijah Moore? Anybody else?
I think I might, as much as I like Shakir, and I think you can bank on what he had last year being his floor. I don't know how high the ceiling gets on that. I still feel like Coleman touchdowns, big plays. I just feel like I might get more out of Coleman from a fantasy perspective.
I agree. I think it's on the Bills to figure out how to make Coleman more important. It's really on them. I don't think anything, I mean, he had an injury, and that it can happen to anyone. I don't think anything last year about Keon Coleman from what we were told to expect is really surprising at all. And he didn't separate. Well, we kind of were told that. You know, that was not a strength of his in college either. Good contested catch.
There's some good run after catch.
Run after the catch. Like, nothing about, I mean, maybe you'd say different. Nothing about his performance was not what we were led to believe it would look like. He was drafted, and certain people I take my cue from, Matt Harmon is one. Like, okay, well, this guy should be your big slot receiver. Well, the Bills don't need that. And then Brandon Bean showed up the next day and said, yeah, he's going to play outside. And he did. And, you know, the season went by, and the same people went, well, he's really not great, like, as good as that. Yeah. You know, he shouldn't be outside. So nothing about good or bad his season really changed anything for me on him. It's up to the Bills. It's up to Joe Brady and Bean to, you know, if Bean's involved in this, if it would be on him at all at this point, to make him, give him a role where he can do more, where he can do better. And that's, you know, being able to scheme a guy open or use him in ways, if it doesn't come at the detriment of your team, you're
right,
not going to do that.
Right, I don't want that either. But yeah, of course, I mean, that needed to be said. No, I want them to do things that could be bad for them. I'm wondering, I saw some reference again today, it's not the first time, from any one of the, sorry if I don't have the specific names of the people that are saying these things on my Twitter feed, but I mean, it's just, while practice is going on, it's just such an avalanche. And I like following the different people I follow. I get different things from the different people. So anyway, but at a time like when practice is going on, there's like a flood of similarly themed tweets. So I have trouble, like, you know, who stands out. But that Shakir, it looks to some observers like Shakir, they're trying to use him in different ways. And like we heard that when he was first picked, that he's a versatile guy. You can use him out. It doesn't have to just be one or the other. Like he might look exactly like a replacement for Cole Beasley, which is basically what he has settled into. But if he has outside capabilities, and that's a way that you might be able to spring him and also help spring Coleman. Like if that can become, I don't want to make this too rudimentary, but like somewhat interchangeable, then you're that much better off. That gets Coleman maybe doing something more that is to his strengths. And if it's not to Shakir's detriment, like if he can help you out there, there's a matchup out there that you think you can exploit or whatever it is because of his skill set, I think it would behoove the Bills to figure that out if that can work. And it sounds to me like maybe, I don't know about the Coleman part, but I'm reading reference to Shakir just doing maybe more different things than he has since he's been here. And maybe that makes sense. I mean, they did make a big commitment to him. So let's see how much is in there, right? And if that in turn can help get Coleman off and running, all the better. Like, I'm all for that.
Ravens injury today. Isaiah Likely, tight end, according to John Harbaugh, rolled his ankle and will be, quote, sidelined a few weeks. So that's week one. Likely was important in the playoff game. And we'll see if the Ravens have him for the opener. How many weeks is it? Have you done the math on this?
Six? I have not.
No, I'm about to.
It's more than a few weeks.
Is it?
I mean,
it's six minus 2 days.
Okay.
So it's five plus. A rolled ankle, I think he's probably all right. That's going to be my guess on Likely. Yeah. That he takes the preseason off.
A few weeks to me is 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's got to be more than two.
Right. And it in less than four. Because I think about a month.
Ooh.
Becomes, if you're into 4 weeks, you're about a month.
So what are you, Bill Nye?
I think a few weeks is three. I settle on three.
Bill Nye. Like you're mixing chemicals by
right.
deducing that. Yeah, all right. Well, the Ravens won't have Isaiah Likely here for a few weeks, apparently. And Bulldog says that is going to be three.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Exactly.
Yes. Mark it down.
Tune in 3 weeks from... One of us will be here at least 3 weeks from today.
Oh, we can guarantee that.
Almost.
Yeah, that's right. I think there is one day coming up where neither of us will be here, that's but right. Whatever. Zach, you're on.
One of the three of us will have an update in 3 weeks on Isaiah Likely, maybe. We have Jim Lampley coming up today at 4. Maxwell Hairston went down at Bill's practice today, and it seems possible that this is one of those scary non-contact injuries. So we'll let you know, of course, as soon as we hear anything on that. If it's a torn ACL, that they're just going to tell us. Like, that's with Trey White in New Orleans. When they knew on Von Miller, there's no reason to, you know, keep that in private. Hopefully it isn't. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.